Katy Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 41. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and foggy tonight. Lows dip down to about 21. Daytime highs approaching 41 with fog and spots early tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 37 degrees.
Sweet and Cream in Mankato is not your typical fast food restaurant. Hamburgers are freshly patted daily, vegetables are freshly cut, and many of the sauces and dressings served are prepared from scratch. And Sweet and Cream is now hiring for full-time and part-time cooks, plus cashier positions. Competitive wages, fast-paced work environment, and they will train. Apply in person at Sweet and Cream on Highway 36 in Mankato. Sweet and Cream is open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., but closed on Wednesdays. Visit their full menu at sweetandcreamks.com. Sweet and Cream in Mankato, making memories sweet. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News. Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
That's Williams in motion. Low snap. Melrose stopped. Michigan makes a stand and comes up with a milestone playoff victory.
Ewers lobs it up and it is incomplete. Intended for Mitchell. Elijah Jackson had the coverage. Washington hangs on and wins the All-State Sugar Bowl in the college football playoff semifinal.
Michigan and Washington advancing to the college football playoff national championship game. We'll have more on that coming up in the sportscast. We also look at local sports. Some high school basketball teams are back in action tonight, and also some Shrine Bowl selections from area league schools. College hoops from the New Year's weekend. Also an update on the Chiefs. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. The 2024 portion of the high school basketball schedule begins for some teams tonight on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. The Lakeside Knights open the second semester hosting the Logan Palco Trojans in the girls' contest. Lakeside is 1-5. Palco enters at 2-4. Lakeside coach Scott Germark on what he's looking for from his team in the second semester.
I really just want to see us get better on, for us it goes back, you know, to the fundamentals as, you know, looking for our shots, taking care of the basketball is a big thing that we're really going to go on. And just to keep that intensity, be aggressive, and every day just trying to get better like we have been.
In the boys' game, the records are reversed. Lakeside is 5-1, Logan Palco 4-2. Lakeside coach Drew Dusky on some focal points opening the second semester.
We're just, you know, continuing to work on offense and making sure we can execute and run things smoothly. And, working on some defensive stuff. We want to be able to play, you know, good man defense, and that's something that we need to continue to work on.
I'll have the call tonight from Downs on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Logan Palco at Lakeside. Pregame coverage at 5:50. Tip-off at 6 for the girls' game with the boys to follow. Also tonight in the area, Rock Hill's traveling to Red Cloud, Nebraska. Pike Valley hosts Tescott, and Concordia's at Republic County. You can find full schedules for area teams at ncksports.com. Also of local note, the selections for the 51st Kansas Shrine Bowl were announced on New Year's Day. From the ncksports.com area, three athletes and one coach are on the West squad. Keegan Beams of Concordia, Loden West from Ellsworth, and Daniel Kerr of Southeast of Saline were selected to play in the game, while Southeast Saline coach Mitch Gebhardt also picked as one of the assistants prior to the rosters being announced. You can find those full rosters at ncksports.com.
Butker has hit 5 field goals in this game. He will try a 46-yarder from the far hash at 3:03 to go in the game. This would put the Chiefs up by 8 if he can nail this. Left to right as we view it. Placement is down. Butker's kick. It is up. Nailed it! 6 made field goals by Harrison Butker.
Harrison Butker and the Chiefs defense were the big story. KC picked up a 25-17 win over the Bengals on New Year's Eve to clinch their 8th straight AFC West title. Chiefs gave up a field goal early but locked their first drive in at 75 yards, 7 plays, finishing with an 8-yard touchdown pass from Patrick Mahomes to Isaiah Pacheco to take a 7-3 lead. Bengals scored 2 touchdowns to start the second quarter to lead 17-7, though. However, Harrison Butker made 2 field goals from 54 and 43 yards to get the Chiefs within 17-13 at half, since he didn't score the rest of the game. Butker made another field goal in the third, 3 more in the fourth, as his last 2 were from 48 and 46. Chiefs defense forced a turnover on downs in the Bengals' last drive to seal the win. Mahomes finished with 245 yards passing, while Pacheco ran for a career-high 130, and Rashee Rice had 127 yards receiving. Chiefs coach Andy Reid on the win.
Great win to get against a good football team. Zach does a heck of a job with that team, and they were battling through some injuries early, but you saw their quarterback is a good player. And for a young guy to be able to step in for a great player like that and do what he did was impressive. Everybody contributed in this thing, which I think was great. And as you saw, nobody gave up hope. I mean, it wasn't the smoothest early, but the guys battled through.
Chiefs are now 10-6 on the season and are locked into the number 3 spot in the AFC playoffs. They finish their season this Sunday against the Chargers in L.A. as far as the regular season is concerned. Well, as heard at the beginning of this sportscast, the national championship game is set for the college football playoff as the Michigan Wolverines and Washington Huskies pulled through with wins on New Year's Day. Michigan needed overtime but got past Alabama 27-20. The Wolverines led 13-10 at half, and after a scoreless third quarter, Alabama scored the first 10 points of the fourth to lead 20-13 before the Wolverines tied the game at 20 with a minute 34 remaining. In overtime, Blake Cunningham scored on a 17-yard run on the second play, while the Michigan defense held Alabama on fourth and goal. Quarterback draw attempt to finish the win. In the late game, Washington won 37-31 over Texas, as it was a back-and-forth game early. Each score from Washington in the first half answered by the Longhorns, tied at 21 at the break. Washington took a 34-21 lead early in the fourth, but Texas scored midway through the fourth to get within 34-28. Another Husky field goal will extend their lead out to 9. However, Burt Auburn would make a field goal with 1:09 left for Texas to cut the lead to 37-31. Only needing a first down to seal the win, Washington was not able to convert. A kick catch interference penalty on their punt gave Texas the ball at the 31. They made it all the way to the Washington 13, but their final pass attempt fell incomplete. Washington finished with the win. One more game remains on the FBS schedule. 14-0 number 1 Michigan will face 14-0 number 2 Washington in the national championship this coming Monday at 6:30 in Houston. In college hoops, K-State men have one more game before starting Big 12 play. The Wildcats hosting Chicago State tonight. K-State's 9-3. The Cougars enter at 7-12. Tip off at 7 o'clock on ESPN Plus from Bramblage Coliseum. In women's hoops, Big 12 play opened on Saturday. Number 11 K-State won 66-41 at Cincinnati to move to 13-1 overall and 1-0 in the conference, while Kansas lost 85-60 to number 25 West Virginia. The Mountaineers are 12-0. KU fell to 7-5 and 0-1 of the Big 12. For a full look at the conference schedule and standings for women's and men's hoops, visit Big12Sports.com. That's a look at sports and new sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Dinas.